today after many, many years, Charlotte Nickdow. Kamusta,
hi.
Charlotte?
Nice to be back.
I know, it's been ages. Last time we spoke, you were in primary school.
Yeah, I mean, it must be. I mean, it's got to be more than 10 years now, which is just amazing.
You were still playing the piano and still saying you would want to become a professional singer one day.
I was very much on that path. I stayed on that path for quite a while. I mean, I still love music either way. But yeah, I was pretty set on being a professional musician for a long time.
But you've branched out.
Yeah, I have. I mean, my dad is an actor, and he has been since I was a kid, so I was sort of always vaguely part of that world, but I don't think I ever considered it as a serious profession until I was 17, and I sort of just by accident, dad's agent sent me in for an audition for this kids' show, and I got the lead role, and it was just something I'd never considered before, but it was such a great opportunity, so I went off and filmed this show. It was about an 8-month shoot overseas in Singapore and Germany, and I was 17 at the time, and it was just this incredible experience, and I kind of got back from that, and I was like, actually, maybe this is what I want to do, and I've sort of been pursuing that ever since.
You are truly Filipino, like your father. You
yes,
like to
my
sing and you
Filipino.
Like to act.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It's like being loud and look at me all the time. I can't help that. It's in my genes.
Since venturing to acting, you have experienced maybe a multitude of reactions to your identity?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that it's impossible to enter into a profession that's so much in the public eye without having to consider your own identity as your own industry considers it. And I think that being half Filipina has been a really unique perspective to enter into the industry. And in some ways, it's really positive because I feel like I, you know, have the opportunity to be a voice for, you know, a fairly large community in Australia that, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't really see many, if any, faces on television that looked like mine. So now getting the opportunity to be that face is really exciting, although, of course, it comes with its challenges. I think we're in a phase where our attitudes towards seeing people of colour on screen is developing, but I do think that we still have a little ways to go.
When did it hit you? Growing up in Australia, you didn't feel any different, but when did it hit you that it would be a challenge or a hurdle?
Totally. I mean, I don't think that there was any one event, and I have been very lucky in that so far, for the most part, the productions that I've worked on have been really accepting and really progressive in their views towards diversity. I think, though, that it's something that just gradually clicks over in your head after many subtle experiences, and I think that this is the way that many people do experience, you know, racial discrimination in our country. It's rarely some big thing that hits you over the head, and often small, subtle events that make you realize that the way that people see you is different to the way that white people are seen. And for me, like, it would be little things like even assumptions that I would make. So I would feel like if there was another Asian actor auditioning for a show, even if it was a different character, I would be like, oh, well, if you get the role, then I can't get the role because there would only be space for one Asian actor in a show. Whereas you would never say that about a white person in a TV show, for instance. You wouldn't be like, oh, well, there's already one white person, so we don't need another. But I think that there's this sort of underlying feeling that there's only so much room that you can take up as a person of color. So I'm hoping that that's something that might be changing in the future.
I've read somewhere that you tried out for a role in Mad Max.
Yeah, I did, actually. That was actually an amazing experience. I auditioned for this film, and it was like nearly a year later that I got a call. I had totally put it on the shelf, and then it was like a year later that I got a call being like, we're flying you up to Sydney. George Miller, the director, wants to meet you. And I got so close to the role. I flew up a few times and I did a bunch of auditions. And one of them was like a full-day workshop that was a really incredible artistic experience. And in the end, I didn't get it. But I think it was one of those experiences that makes you realize how much you want something. You know, like I got really close to it and had such an incredible time auditioning that I, even when I wasn't successful in getting the role, like, it sort of made me sit back and go, huh, this is how far I could go. Like, this is how high I could get if I keep working at this. So in a lot of ways, it was a really positive experience.
And you can keep on going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's a reality of this industry is that you're going to face a lot of rejection. And I think that if you can't take that rejection with a grain of salt and learn something from it, then you'll never be able to keep moving forward because there's a lot of it.
Have you been following the Logies?
I didn't watch them on the night, but I have been watching a few videos on YouTube. Like, I watched Waleed Ali's acceptance speech, which I just thought was so incredible. I mean, firstly, his win was such a massive achievement, I think, for, as he says, all the people that are struggling in this industry to be recognized beyond their race, I think. And I think that his speech was just so fantastic in acknowledging, you know, the privilege that we even have to work in this field. I mean, that's not ever lost on me. The fact that I get to work as an actress is just amazing. But I also think what he said about being, having a different kind of struggle to other people in the industry, I thought that was really poignant and wonderful.
And you decided not to change the name.
Yeah, that's right. I read an article recently about this actress. She's an American actress. She's a lead in a Joss Whedon show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's like a Marvel spin-off. And I didn't even realize that she's part Chinese. She's half Chinese. And her original surname was Wang or something like that. And she changed it to a Western surname and started getting more roles. And I read this article and I was like, oh my gosh, is this something that I should do? Should I change my last name to just seem less ethnic? But it's definitely something that you think about and it's like, no, I'm too proud of my identity personally. Like, I'm too tied to my surname, I think, to ever let that go. Although there's definitely no judgment for anyone who does, because for some people I think that
it just works for others. And
yeah, exactly. Sometimes it's what you have to do. But yeah, for me, it's like I really love being able to feel my Filipino-ness is my name.
So now you've got two homes, Australia and Los Angeles.
Yeah. And I think that I'm really building my community up over there. I love it over there. The first time I was there, I have to say, I kind of hated it. It's such a vast city and, you know, it can be really lonely. And the more that I've traveled there, I now spend like 50% of my time over there, really, the more I've fallen in love with it. I mean, it's just such a rich environment for the work that I do. There's so many stories being told and so many opportunities, and there's definitely just this general feeling of excitement being over there.
What's next? You are a part of the Human Rights Film Festival panel, breakfast panel?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be a part of a breakfast panel at Federation Square on Saturday morning, discussing issues of diversity on screen with a bunch of really incredible people.
Any plans to audition for a Filipino film?
Oh my gosh, I would love that. I was in Manila in January for my honeymoon with my husband, who's never actually been to the Philippines before then. And while we were over there, I was just like, man, the idea of getting to work here in this country on like a Filipino project is just so tempting for me. So yeah, if there are any Filipino producers listening and want to put me in their movie, I'm totally down for that.
Well, maybe we'll see you soon in one of the Filipino movies. Thank you very much, Charlotte Nickdow, and Saturday here at Federation Square.
Thank you so much.